people need to not kid themselves. There is not the production capacity to feed beyond a certain group, a small group at that, on a yearly basis. You have to have something of a larger scale if you're going to be able to export meat, export grain, export whatever products there are. You have to be at a higher level of concentration. If you have the disposable income to afford organic, that's one of the other challenges. A lot of the farmers markets and other things, I know they're now using the SNAP cards, can be used at farmers markets, but typically if you're in a grocery store and you want to pick up a dozen eggs, you're probably going to be able to buy grade A large white eggs for 99 cents or $1.09 a dozen. If you move a couple rows over and you go to the brown organic happy chicken eggs, they may be $4 a dozen. That is not something that people of lower income can afford. It's great if you have the disposable income. You should eat as nutritious as you want. We have an advantage on the farm because we're able to raise our own produce. So I greatly encourage that, but don't make the assumption that that can replace modern agriculture, because it's not going to be able to do it just because of the amount of effort, work, labor force that it would take and the lack of productivity it would be, because I've worked with those types of things for years, and it's just not at the same level. We can argue about which is more sustainable, but with a 7 billion person planet and growing every year, I don't think we can turn the dial back to go that.